Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.25 billion back to our customer owners over the last 8 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
This is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
To Hollidaysburg, Pennsylvania, with Selina Zito of the Washington Examiner, the New York Post, the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. SelinaZito.com is where to watch the story of the last Howard Johnson closing in Lake George, New York. And Selina goes to Hollidaysburg because the Howard Johnson property is distinctive all across America. And from what I can tell, is not going away. Howard Johnson has gone away, but that orange roof is with us. It's still in Lake George and has been since it was converted to another kind of restaurant. However, Howard Johnson, the man Howard D. Johnson, I learned from Selina's reporting, had a better idea in 1925. And now, Selina, what explains the exit of Howard Johnson? I remember taking the children there on my way to Acadia Park in Down East Maine every morning. Why would that franchise fail, given how accommodating it is to young families? Good evening to you.
Good evening. Thank you so much for having me on. You know, places like, as I write in the story, Howard Johnson's didn't need to fail. Why it failed was it went from being an innovative idea by a gentleman who lived where he put his first restaurant in Massachusetts, just outside of Quincy, and to a several different venture capital groups who bought the Howard Johnson's name over the years. Howard D. Johnson sold it to his son, Howard B. Johnson, in the 60s, where they still continue to have massive growth. At one point in the 70s, it fed and served more people than McDonald's, Burger King, and Arby's combined. However, once it was sold in the 80s and continued to be sold to different sort of larger companies, companies where the executives in the boardroom never even went to Howard Johnson, so never understood its appeal, it just started to fall out of favor. And that's what happens in American businesses when you don't know your customers. You don't sit in the same seats as them. You don't eat the same food as them. And you lose your touch. You lose your connection.
This was the genius of franchising, I learned from you. Yes. Howard D. Johnson saw he didn't have to own everything. He could just make it possible to buy from his central distribution. From the 1920s to the 1960s, it dominated everywhere. And then along comes an idea out of California, which we know as McDonald's, that imitates the same thing. McDonald's lasts and Howard Johnson's doesn't. It would be the end of a neat franchise story, except for you mentioned one more that I've puzzled about, Selina. Sears and Roebuck. What happened? The houses of Down East Maine. You can tell the ones that are built on the basis of architecture plans from the Sears catalog. That's how America did its first developments, was it followed Sears's directions. Where did it go?
Yeah, Sears was America's general store. It did everything for you. And it was founded by a gentleman who was from a small town in Minnesota where people had a really difficult time getting to retail stores because of there were poor roads and retail stores tended to be 30, 40 miles away. So he developed a mail order company that fed the need, beginning with watches, then grew to merchandise, and then eventually grew to stores. And the wonderful thing about Sears is it could have been Amazon, right? It had everyone's address in America because everyone in America got the annual wish book. It was located on main streets in small towns and in large cities, and it curated the products that we wanted and needed. Everyone had Kenmore. Everyone had Craftsman. Everyone had Tough. I think they're called Tough Skin Jeans. And yet they stopped innovating. Why? Because they stopped being connected to the very people that they served. They should have understood that American consumers don't want to just choose from one brand, which was Kenmore. They wanted to choose from a variety of brands, but they stubbornly stuck to one brand and consumers went to Amazon, where they had a choice of 44 different brands, and it was delivered to their house in 3 days.
I imagine it's just a make-believe story that Jeff Bezos, when he left New York and drove home to Seattle, he passed Sears Roebuck all the way across America, and he thought, I can never compete with that. I'll just sell books. That's my version of what happened. All right. Now, we've talked about two winners who became losers. Now you have an interview with David McCormick, who is now very popular in Pennsylvania. However, he came in second in the Senate race for the open seat in Pennsylvania. Mr. Toomey's retiring. And you sat down with him in Shadyside, which is a neighborhood of Pittsburgh that Selena tells me I'm right to think of the Mellon fortune living in Shadyside. So David McCormick is a very well-to-do man. But what a biography, Selena, from D.C. to Bloomsburg, Pennsylvania, to West Point, on to New York City, and then back to Shadyside, Pittsburgh. What is his future, given how popular he is after losing the Senate nomination?
Right. You know, David McCormick was really smart. He had a high approval rating throughout the process. And even though he had very little name recognition and he was competing against a gentleman that has an obvious, you know, big name recognition in Dr. Mehmet Oz. But, you know, he is not going anywhere. He left when he said it became clear that he couldn't make up the difference in the votes. It came down to, I think, 900 or 800 votes between him and Oz. He just said, I'm not going anywhere. I'm staying here in Pennsylvania. He called Dr. Oz. He said, not only congratulations, but whatever you need, whatever help you need, because you can't be everywhere during this race, I'll be happy to pitch in. But he's also going to stay around. I would look for him to do some sort of organization in the state, something that is connected to the conservative populist coalition that is the Republican Party today, and I would not be shocked to see him run against Bob Casey in less than 2 years.
You make a very keen case that David McCormick learns from losing. And I correct myself, it's Bloomsburg, Pennsylvania. Beg pardon, Bloomsburg, Pennsylvania. However, he became the co-CEO of Bridgewater, which is the solar system's largest hedge fund at one point. It might still be. And then he got fired. And he says that he learned from that and came back at Bridgewater. So he didn't exactly get fired by the citizens of Pennsylvania, but he came in second. He has an opportunity to remake himself as a politician. Is that what he thinks he is? Because, Selena, reading your story, I checked off his life story. This is presidential timber. Is he aware of that?
I don't think he is aware of that, although I did point that out to him. He doesn't even need to remake himself. What he needs to do is establish a natural base with the voters. His biggest challenge was in competing when you have no name recognition and you have no natural base and you're competing with a celebrity is building a natural base. So I suspect we will see him in places like Cambria County and Potter County and Elk County and connecting with the voters and understanding what their issues are.
And he is importantly married to Mrs. McCormick, Dina Powell, of the several administrations. But Mrs. McCormick is building a remembrance to young people who have destroyed themselves in service. Do I have that correctly? Something of,
yes,
because of the high incident of suicide that the VA has witnessed over these years.
Right. There's 24 soldiers, veterans a day who lose their life to suicide. And the mental health issues and that are not dealt with either because of the stigma and or the lack of resources. And so she met this family along the way that was trying to get this done, and she has lent her hand and her name and her exhaustive energy behind this to help to make sure it gets done.
Selena Zito of the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, the New York Post, and the Washington Examiner. Three second placers. Howard Johnson, second place to McDonald's. Sears and Roebuck, second place to Amazon. And David McCormick, second place to Mehmet Oz. But the future. We turn now across the border from Selena to the northeastern part of Ohio and the question of the Senate race there. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.